to rise, early to bed. And in between I cooked and cleaned and went out of my head. Going through life with blinders on, it's tough to see. I had to get up, get out from under and look for me. There's a new girl in town and she's looking good. There's a fresh freckled face in the neighborhood. There's a new girl in town with a brand new style. She was just passing through, but if things work out, she's gonna stay a while.
Mel, what's today's special?
Mexican goulash.
What's in it?
Yesterday's special.
Say so! Don't do anything I wouldn't do!
Hi, hi, everybody. Hi, Mel. I'm sorry I'm late, but I had a real fancy date last night. I never did make it home.
I thought I recognized yesterday's outfit.
You mean you haven't been out of those clothes since yesterday?
Yes and no,
theory. Hey, Alice, I bet you can't guess who's arriving in town today. Do you give up?
I gave up years ago.
Well, then I won't keep you in suspenders any longer.
J.J. is coming.
J.J.
Jimmy Joe Castleberry, my baby brother.
No kidding. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, he's going to compete in the Phoenix Rodeo.
Jimmy Joe. Isn't he the brother who makes his living falling off of horses?
Well, he tries not to. He's a professional bronc buster.
When they don't bust him. Did he break his arm in a fall last year?
Yeah, right before the Calgary Stampede. He's busted a bone in his body. But this year, he's all in one piece.
Good, then maybe I'll finally get to meet him, huh?
Meet him? I reckon you will. I fixed you up with him.
You did what?
Well, Alice, I wrote him all about you, and he made me promise to give him a date with you.
Flo, you know how I feel about blind dates.
Now, honey, this ain't no blind date. This is my brother.
Well, I've never met him.
Well, you know what he's like. He's like me. Ain't I good enough for you?
That's not the point. I don't know him.
But you do know him. Just picture me as a man.
Florence, trying to picture you as a man is like trying to picture Mel as a woman.
You know, Mel might not look bad as a woman if he wore his hair up.
Vera, I don't know how you've got through life as far as you have without being gonged. Well, Alice?
Well, Flo?
You gonna go out with Jimmy Joe or what?
I have a feeling you're not gonna take no for an answer.
Well, don't think you're doing me no favor.
I bet you baby brother sweeps you off your feet.
How's he gonna do that? Throw me, rope me, and tie three of my feet together?
Well, you just watch out for him, Jimmy Joe. He's just like me. He don't take no for an answer. You ask any Brahma bull.
Oh, hey, sis!
Oh, look here!
You're just as beautiful as ever.
Well, you ain't such an eyesore yourself. I didn't drop by here just to see you. Where's my little Alice? You gotta be the one. That's all, and I'm falling in love.
I'm not Alice. Oh, that's Alice.
Squealer.
You gotta be the one. Now I know I'm in love.
Hey, nice to meet you, too. You've been here 1 minute, you've fallen in love twice already.
Yeah, but this time it's for keeps.
Ah, I see. Isn't that a little impulsive?
Oh, well, this impulse what got me up on my first bronc. I just said to myself, I said, Jimmy Joe, you can ride that critter. So I just hopped right on.
And then he bucked you right off.
Yeah, but it didn't discourage me none. And by the end of the day, that critter was as docile as a milk horse. I'm that way with women, too.
I can't tell you how happy I am to hear that.
Little Alice, me and you, we got us a date tonight, right?
Tonight?
Unless you can make it earlier.
Oh, tonight it is.
Fantastic. I just know that me and you gonna hit it off like two hogs and a waller.
A Waller. Oh, I can't wait.
And now, I want to meet the proprietor of this establishment.
Oh.
I'm so hungry I could eat galvanized orange.
Ah, you're too late. That was yesterday's special.
Hey, Mayo, come on in here. I want you to meet Jimmy Joe Castleberry.
Oh, hello, Jimmy Joe Castleberry. Hey, those kind of duds, you got to be Flo's brother.
Well, that's the story I heard, but I never did pay much heed to ugly rumors.
J.J.
It's my grip.
Hey, Mel, I got me a little problem. I ain't had a bite to eat since breakfast. You reckon you could rust me up something? Big Sis tells me that your cooking ain't to be believed.
Them's the very words I use, man.
What can I get you, J.J.? Well, you got any Texas trout?
Texas trout?
That's rattlesnake, boy. I could sure go for a big mess of fried rattlesnake.
You eat rattlesnake?
You ain't never tried it? Oh, it's delicious. Tastes a whole lot like chicken.
Oh, well, why don't you just order some of Mel's chicken? I've been told that tastes a whole lot like rattlesnake.
More?
Yeah. What's with this guy, Mom?
Don't ask me. All I know about him is he likes to send flowers, and he dresses like a Laredo Liberace.
Oh, look at this.
Well, hasn't Flo told you anything else about him?
Only that he owns a small ranch in West Texas and spends most of the year throwing bulls, roping steers, and getting little doggies alone.
Wow. Sounds like great stepfather material.
I'll be the judge of that. Why do I feel like jumping into a foxhole?
Okay.
Howdy, cowboy. Hey, little drink of water. You must be Tommy.
You must be Jimmy Joe.
Right on.
Hi. Hello, Jimmy Joe.
Well, I do declare. Alice, you look tasty as a spitted peahen.
You look pretty elaborate yourself.
Well, I dressed up real special just for you. This is what I usually wear when I go down to the church house.
I see. Jimmy Joe, I want to thank you so much for all these beautiful flowers.
Oh, I hope you like roses.
Oh, I sure do.
And this here's for your pretty little wrist.
Well. I'll go and strap this on. Would you like a glass of wine?
Oh, no, I don't never touch the stuff. I don't believe in drinking nothing that Furners and Stomp don't.
Gotcha. Why don't you and Tommy get to know each other, and I'll just be a minute.
All right, you just hurry back now, you hear?
You bet.
Preach it right there, little beaver, and tell me all about yourself.
Well, really, I want to hear about you. Is it true you ride bucking broncos?
I try my darn most.
Ain't it dangerous?
Only to your body.
Well, was you ever hurt real bad?
Oh, that just comes with the territory. Look here. Here's where a steer fell and fractured my fibula. Here's where a bronc cracked my clavicle. Here's where a steer crane my femur, and right here, to top it all off, is where a wild jackass kicked me in the coccyx. And right here's where I was gored by
a Brahma bull?
No, by a cocktail waitress in Sweetwater.
I'm ready.
Well. Why don't we just get them wagons rolling then?
Sure, I'll probably be home early, but don't wait up, okay?
Right, Mom.
I got us a place all picked out where we can have us some privacy. Little Alice, I just got a feeling me and you gonna have a real ring-dang-do.
Yeah!
Wait up. Boy, when you say you like to eat out, you like to eat out.
Yes, sir, there ain't nothing like range cooking. I never order a steak in a restaurant. You know why?
Mm-mm.
It's because they hang their meat up and they age it for weeks. Now, I ask you, who wants to eat old meat? Not me, boy. I like my steaks so fresh, it's still squirming. Are you cold, little Alice?
Oh, me? No. I was born 5'2", nose of blue.
Maybe a little drink could warm you up.
Hey, maybe so, huh? Anything. My own bottle.
My mama brought me up right. She taught me it ain't sanitary for two folks to drink out of the same bottle.
Yeah.
I'll just do ya.
that's homemade.
Oh, I never would have guessed it.
I never drink that store-bought whiskey. You know why?
They age it for weeks.
Getting any warmer now?
I got third-degree burns on my cockles.
Why are you doing it? What are you doing that for? Oh.
My mom brought me a fright. I always dress for dinner.
You mean when you say pass the salt, they don't pass the pepper, huh?
Hey, look, you don't have to worry about these things, son, because they're just loaded with blanks. I use them part of a rodeo act, you know.
Ah, terrific.
Well, I reckon it's about time me and you put on an old feed bag. Why don't you just park it right there, pretty lady?
Well, you certainly come equipped, don't you?
Well, ain't had no complaints yet. Now, you just keep an eye on me, and you're going to learn the right way to cook a steak. When I get through with this thing, you ain't going to see none of that pink inside like you do in them restaurants. No, when I cook a steak, I cook that thing till it's done.
Well, that ought to keep it from squirming.
Ain't this the life?
Oh, yeah.
You know, over yonder behind that bluff, there's a little stream. Maybe after we chow down, you and me could go skinny dipping.
I'm sorry, Jimmy Joe, but my mama brought me up right, too. I never skinny dip on the first date.
Maybe tomorrow night, then.
Tomorrow night?
Well, we got a date every night, don't we? I mean, it'd be kind of silly not to, being as how we feel about each other.
How do we feel about each other?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
First time ever I laid eyes on you, I said to myself, I said, Jimmy Joe, that's for you.
Does little Alice get a vote in this Texas primary?
You got spunk.
Yes, I do.
You know, I can just see it now. The four of us down there on my ranch in West Texas.
The four of us?
Yeah. You, me, Tommy, and Beatrice.
Beatrice?
My horse.
Jimmy Joe.
Yes, Dumpling.
If you don't put that pan back on the fire real soon, it's going to take a long time for those steaks to stop squirming.
I reckon you got a point there.
What's the matter? What are you
doing?
What was it?
Just the old rattler.
A rattler. Huh?
It works every time.
And then slowly he turned and bang! And he claims he's killed a rattlesnake.
But I thought that you said that he said that his gun didn't have real bullets.
Vera, it wasn't a real rattlesnake.
Oh, then he was smart to use blanks.
Good, Vera.
Heck, Alice, it sounds to me like you and baby brother had yourselves a real ring-dang-do.
That's what it is. That's what we had.
Shoot, I wish I'd been there.
You and me both. Now, wait a second. Listen to this. Then he grabs me, and what do you think happens?
I give up.
That's what I do.
He grabs me, and he says, little Alice, I think you and I ought to get hitched. That's what he said.
I just knew that you two would hit it off.
Well, I didn't.
And to say Gavis, you didn't even want to go out on a date with him. Maybe next time you'll listen to old Aunt Flo. Aunt Flo. Sister Flo. Alice, I'm going to be your sister-in-law. Ain't that kicky?
You're not.
And I'm going to be your friend-in-law.
Flo, you're
not
going to.
I love weddings. Hey, Alice, I know where you ought to go on your honeymoon. There's a little place up in Sulphur Springs called Lover's Lodge. They've got heart-shaped mirrors over every bed. I just love it. I've been there three times.
Listen, you guys, you're not listening
to me.
No,
listen, I got to tell you. Ma'am, listen, you got to hear me. Hey, ma'am. You're going to have to hire yourself a new waitress.
Man, I finally got lucky. You quit it?
No, Alice is getting married.
Come again?
Alice Hyde is going to be Alice Castleberry.
Alice is going to marry you?
Sarah.
Yeah.
Alice is going to marry my baby brother.
Oh, well, congratulations. Signing on with the rodeo, eh? What is it, Alice? Going along for the ride?
Are you through?
Yeah.
Good, because you got it all wrong.
Now, what have I got wrong? Did Jimmy Joe propose to you or did he not?
He did.
Did you accept him or did you not?
I did not.
Well, that tears it. You mean you don't like my baby brother?
I like him. You can't help liking him. I don't want to marry him.
Alice, down in Cowtown, Texas, we have a code. If you insult one member of the family, you insult that entire family.
What are you talking about?
Turning down Jimmy Joe is like turning me down.
That's right. Saying you don't want to marry him is like saying you don't want to marry Flo.
That's right, Alice.
I'm scared. All this is beginning to make sense to me. Where is the voice of reason?
Gee.
Now, don't you worry about any of this. We'll work it out together.
What's got into you, Florence Jean? You been chewing loco weed? What about little Alice?
Hi, JJ.
Well, don't you look like a four-course dinner. How's my little bride?
No, JJ, stop!
Now, what we have here is a failure in communication. Now, obviously, you have forgotten what happened last night.
I'll never forget it.
No, I'm talking about the important part, the part where I said no.
Oh, you mean when I proposed and then you turned me down?
Uh-huh.
Shoot, I didn't pay that no never mind.
You didn't?
Do you think for 1 minute that old J.J. is going to be thrown by a little old two-letter word like N-O, then you got another thing coming.
That's nailing a hide to the barn door, J.J.
Barn door, J.J.
Ride him, cowboy!
Would you three give me a break here?
Now, is that any way to be talking to our wedding guests?
Oh, wedding guests?
Now, J.J., listen to
now,
me.
Now, you just button your pretty little mouth. There's somebody I want you to meet. You just stay right here. Don't go away now, you?
God, I hope it's not your mother. Come on, Floey. I like him a lot, but I don't want to marry him.
I didn't hear that. Oh.
Vera, please, how do you really feel about this?
I feel like crying.
You do?
Oh, yes. I always cry at weddings.
Alice, this is Beatrice.
Why is she blindfolded?
I wanted to surprise her.
Hey! Get that horse out of here! This is Mel's Diner, not the Kentucky Derby!
Beatrice, this here's little Alice.
Beatrice, I don't know what to do here, pal. Do I kiss her or shake hooves or what? And he wouldn't take no for an answer. And to top it all off, he brought his horse into the diner to meet me.
Hey, that's cool.
Tommy, I'm not so old that I don't know what's cool. That's not cool. That's dumb.
But a ranch would be neat.
Tommy, I'm not in love with a man. And nobody will listen to me, including Flo. She's out buying my wedding boots.
Is that Jimmy Joe?
Who else?
What are you going to do?
I don't know. I'm going to think of something. You want to get the door, or what? You stand here and talk to me.
Howdy, Tommy. Can I come in?
Sure. Come on in. How you doing?
All right. Hi, Alice.
How you doing, Jimmy Joe?
Alice, could I talk to you for a minute?
Yeah.
Privately.
Oh, sure. Want to excuse this time?
Gosh, when someone's asked to leave the room, it's always the kid.
Alice,
Jimmy Joe, I do not want to go through this whole routine again, huh?
That ain't why I'm here, Alice.
Oh? Oh, so why then?
Well, I don't know how to tell you this, but Beatrice is off her feet.
I'm very sorry to hear that.
Well, it ain't like her. She usually eats like a horse. And it can't be but one reason.
What's that?
Alice, Beatrice is jealous of you.
The eternal triangle. Boy, girl, horse.
Alice, I can't tell you what Beatrice means to me. For a rodeo rider, his horse is, well, Beatrice is like my right arm.
Why, because they've both been broken? I'm very sorry I said that.
Alice, what I'm trying to tell you is, I can't marry you. It just wouldn't work.
Jimmy Joe, I would be the last person in the world to want to come between a fella and his horse.
Oh, you're taking this like a man.
Thank you.
Now, I know that your heart is all broke, but you just take it from me. The only thing to do when that happens is to just pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and just get right back up in that saddle again.
Well, that's what I'm going to do. That's me, Jimmy Joe. That's what I do. And don't worry about it. You know, it's only a broken heart. It's not a kick in the coccyx.